This year marks the third year the Independent Television and Film Festival will be held in Dover. For 7 years, the festival took place in Hollywood, but the executive director decided to move it out of the busy city to a Vermont mountain town. In its third year here, it's seeing more submissions and getting more support from the growing industry. The festival attracts all kinds of hopeful producers, including independent web TV producers looking to get their big break by showing their work to representatives from HBO, CBS, Starz, and IndieWire. The festival begins September 24th. Here to talk with me is the festival's executive director, Phil Gilpin. When you first brought up the notion of bringing the festival to Vermont, how did the people that ran the ITV festival react?
Their first response was, "Where's Vermont?" and then when I explained to them that we're only 3.5 hours north of New York and it's this beautiful mountain town, they were, I wouldn't say skeptical, they not even doubtful. They just didn't believe that it was going to work because Dover only has one movie theater, and the festival takes a minimum of 3 screens in order to operate because we have to be showing so many shows simultaneously. So they asked, well, you're moving to a town that only has one theater. How are you going to do it? And the solution was we build theaters. We bring in these beautiful, huge tents, and we set up movie theaters that range from 4 to 8,000 square feet. And when you're sitting inside them, you'd never know you were just sitting on a tennis court in the middle of Vermont somewhere. So once the logistics and the infrastructure questions were overcome, it was just a matter of raising the money. And with Hollywood, you can't go small. You know, I couldn't just do a one-screen festival and invite major networks to it. They wouldn't have taken it seriously. So the first couple of years, I had to put out of pocket in order to get finance all of the infrastructure for the festival to show what it was capable of being here. So we spend a lot of money every year building Dover into a movie theater town.
I understand submissions have increased slightly over the past years. What kind of shows get submitted?
We receive submissions ranging from television dramas, television comedies, web dramas, web comedies, short films, reality TV shows, animation, documentary films. The only genres that we don't show are feature-length drama and comedy. We leave those for all of the film festivals that are out there. We're focused primarily on television, short form, and web.
Is the goal of the producers to be picked up by networks?
So every artist that comes here has their own goal. In general, what they want is they want to be able to find a financer or a studio or a network, whether they pick up the show or whether they pick up themselves as an artist. So, for example, maybe a network likes a director from a show. They don't necessarily like the show itself. And there's a project there that they have in development that they think the director would be great for. Or they see a breakout acting star that they love, and they have a role for them in another one of their shows. So the artists that come here, yes, they do want to see the shows that they created take the next step, but they also just want to find a way to advance their career in any way possible.
And what are some of the perks of holding the festival in Vermont?
Yeah, so the reason for Vermont, and it confused people at the start, was why would you move out of Los Angeles to Vermont? And the reason is, being in Dover, we take over the whole town because it's a very small town. So during the week of ITV Fest, every artist, every network exec, every producer that's here, they know that when they're walking around town, they're crossing paths with like-minded people. So it acts as not just a destination festival, but also as an industry retreat where the world, the outside busy world that they are involved with every day, isn't around them like it is in New York or in Los Angeles. So they end up making better relationships, better professional contacts. They end up having conversations around coffee shops and at the inns and just walking up and down the street. And not only that, but we set the festival against peak foliage, so we're highlighting one of Vermont's most beautiful times of the year.
How is the festival being received by the Vermonters you've interacted with?
So it's interesting. Since we've moved it to Vermont, our core audience has not been Vermonters. It's been people from outside Vermont that have been coming in. So last year, I believe it was about 85% of the people were from outside Vermont. So it's definitely drawing a new crowd, a young crowd, an artistic crowd, to come to Vermont and explore southern Vermont in a way that they never would have otherwise. There are a lot of people who come every year who say, oh, you know, I never would have been here in the summer or fall if it wasn't for ITV Fest. I love it. It's beautiful. Some people have even decided to stay and purchase, you know, vacation homes or condos or things and come back to the area to ski in the winter. So it's been an excellent marketing tool for Southern Vermont in a way to put us on the map. You know, just as a example of that, recently there was a article that came out that listed the world's best web festivals, and it had all the big city festivals, London, New York, Vancouver, Los Angeles, D.C., Vegas, and then on that list of that top 10 was now Dover, Vermont. So ITV Fest has been putting Vermont on the map within the entertainment industry.
What if Vermonters want to go see the shows? Is there a way that people that live there can get in?
It's open to the public, and we encourage everybody from near and far to show up. You can buy a day pass at the box office. So ITV Fest is a four-day festival from Thursday through Sunday. A one-person day pass is $49, and that gives you access to all the screenings.
One more question. What about people who want to learn more about upcoming TV shows but can't make the festival?
This is the core of what ITV Fest is going to be launching in 2016. There's an entire section of the entertainment industry that has yet to hit the mainstream. And what it is it's the independent television and web creators. They are creating content of such high quality that it rivals anything that you see on TV currently. They just haven't reached your cable box yet, and they're sitting in this independent world that is sometimes difficult to find online because there's so many thousands of digital projects out there. So what ITV Fest is going to be doing is we're going to be consolidating the world's best independent television and web projects and putting them on their own accessible network online for people to go to. So keep an eye out for that. This could be a revolutionary. There is a space where a lot of independent television artists are producing such high quality work that the general public is going to be very surprised.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.